Welcome back to our volleyball pregame show. Today we'll be talking with Nebraska Interim President Susan Fritz. Susan, welcome to the show. What's going on at the university?
Well, Greg, my husband and I are fortunate enough to have 7 grandchildren. And when we spend time with them, they also remind us of other children across the state. You know, our children are future leaders, future business owners, future nurses, and teachers. Most parents and grandparents, including myself, will do everything they can to ensure that their children can be successful. But too many children in Nebraska aren't getting the start they deserve because of poverty and other serious challenges.
So we really need to focus on starting kids out the right way.
Exactly. And today I'm joined by Dr. Sam Mizells, one of the nation's leading authorities on early childhood assessment and development. Sam is the founding executive director of the Buffett Early Childhood Institute at the University of Nebraska. And Sam is going to share what the university is doing to make an impact in early childhood.
Sam, welcome to the show. Can you tell us more about the Buffett Early Childhood Institute and the work you do?
Thank you, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here. The Buffett Early Childhood Institute is a research, practice, policy, and outreach institute working across all 4 campuses of the university. When I first came here about 6 years ago, we began a statewide survey that we did with Gallup in order to explore the knowledge and beliefs of Nebraskans about early childhood. We learned that the vast majority of Nebraskans support early care and education, agree that it has a significant impact on children's long-term success, and believe that the state should make early care and education a higher priority than it is today. Nearly half of children's brain development takes place during the first 5 years of life. I couldn't tell you how important it is that we work hard to make these years the best years possible for kids.
What does early childhood look like in Nebraska? Are we in a high-stakes situation, or are we doing okay?
It is a high-stakes situation because this is such an important period in children's lives. There are many, many good things happening, many, many devoted and dedicated and committed people all throughout the state. We want to make their work even better than it is now. We're working in the metro area to close the achievement gap. We're working with a statewide commission to improve the working conditions and the salaries and the general situation for those who have devoted their lives to young children. And I think we're making a great deal of progress.
Sam, Susan, we appreciate the update on how the university is helping at-risk kids across the state to succeed. Thank you both for joining us today. We'll have more of our volleyball pregame coming up next.
This is Big Red Volleyball.